You may think that old computer in your basement contains worthless, obsolete technology, but NASA might put up an argument. The space agency has been scouring the internet looking for old computer chips to run equipment in the space shuttle program. Joining us to talk about NASA's use of what seem to be hopelessly dated parts is James Oberg, a veteran space engineer. He joins us from Houston. It's been reported that NASA is especially interested in a computer chip that's similar to the one that powered IBM's first personal computer 20 years ago. Why is NASA depending on such old technology?
With certain kinds of systems, like on the shuttle, that have to be very reliable, hardware that's got a good track record is preferred, usually. And if it works, if it ain't broke, as they say, don't fix it. That's what NASA's been doing, has done for a long time.
So is the space shuttle 20-year-old technology, or have they updated major systems that are critical to the shuttle?
The shuttle is a real mix of some things that work and some things that are fixed. When we first flew it on STS-1, when I was working on the launch of that, we went and dug out some equipment that had been donated to the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum.
You're kidding.
To put on Columbia. That's right. There were some air fans and other pieces of gear that were space qualified and we had track record with, and we didn't have enough spare parts and went back to the museum to get them.
There have been reports that NASA goes on the internet, goes on eBay, in fact, to procure some of this material. Are they really doing that? I mean, do they have to bid against people for
this
old stuff?
They're not looking for your computer in the basement. They're looking for stocks of manufacturer runs that are no longer offered for sale because no one else or few else are buying them. Another good example is the mass memory unit that they used to have on the shuttles, but for many years it was a tape drive that would have mass memory storage of data, programs, television signals, backup software. And the tape drive was used even years after the original vendor stopped supplying it, even stopped supplying spare tape.
We've been talking about computers and electronics mostly here, but how about other parts used on the space shuttle and other materials? Would we consider them obsolete as well?
The problem with the shuttles is we built a short number of them and stopped building them. So many of the vendors who were providing equipment for the production, the last shuttle was produced after Challenger was destroyed, and we built the Endeavour to replace it. And since then, there has been no new shuttles, nor any plans to build a new shuttle. So if you're in a company that has special tooling or special production runs to support the construction or the maintenance of shuttles, there isn't a whole lot of market, and generally people will shut down production. And that leaves NASA stuck. So they have to go out and look for other similar equipment that would function about the same way. Now, it is often a matter of looking around in the basement of NASA sites and going out on eBay and looking for other production runs that people may have back in the corner of the warehouse, didn't think it was worthwhile. But you know what eBay has become? It basically indexed to all the world's closets. And everybody who's got something left over in the back of the warehouse that they don't know what to do with, is putting information out there.
Is part of the reason that we're seeing so much obsolete equipment on the space shuttle because it was designed to last only a short period of time, and so the ability to upgrade it wasn't built into it?
Well, no, far from that, John. The shuttle was designed for up to 100 missions per airframe. None of the shuttles is close to that. They'll be flying for a long time, and people realize it. There's nothing obsolete. There's something, perhaps archaic might be the word, but not obsolete because they still work.
Thanks very much, Mr. Oberg.
Okay, John, thank you.
James Oberg is a veteran space engineer and author. He's based in Houston. His most recent book is Star-Crossed Orbits: Inside the U.S.-Russian Space Alliance.